door was closed for a reason, you know. Did I not put the sign up? Listen. I'd normally do the whole welcome thing, but I'm about to close up shop. So, if you were hoping to put in your order, I suggest you come back early next morning. Yeah, early. I'm a busy woman. Oh? I see my reputation precedes me. But what do you want? Flattery isn't going to keep my shop open. I guess I did say to come after hours. Come in. Close the door behind you. And so, who told you about me? Every time. Gods, where does he find you people? Did he tell you anything else? Oh, son of a bitch. That tavern keeper and his loudmouth. I told him to keep the details to a minimum. He knows what I need him to say, but he insists on spewing garbage. I don't need him warding off potential help or spreading any bullshit rumors. So, yes, I am looking for a new apprentice, but what makes you think that you've got what it takes? You look like you've never worked a forge in your life. Maybe big, but smithing is a lot more than size. Yeah, skill over size. Look at me. Dwarven folk aren't the biggest, but we forge a damn good blade. You can learn. Are you serious about working for me? I don't make anything easy, even for newcomers. I have standards to keep up. Confident, I see. While I do like that, arrogance breeds poor workmanship. I'll need to train you properly if you're gonna help me in my workshop. Okay then, tall boy. First test. Pick up that hammer, strike this piece of steel. This is just some scrap. We're not forging it into anything, so don't worry about messing it up. I'm just looking at your form. Okay, stop. Give me your arm. Hunch down. I need to look at the whole thing. Okay. That's not nothing. No, turn your waist. As mediocre of a job as that was, you have potential. And you'll get used to the heat. I can definitely put you to work here. Not so fast, human. That seemed easy, didn't it? Again, arrogance is no good over here. If that test felt too easy, that's because it was. I just needed to see what I was working with. That's right. I'm as good a teacher as I am a blacksmith. I can take any old chump off the street and turn him into a fine forge worker, so you're nothing special. The real test comes from being able to handle everything that I throw at you. And if you're gonna work under me, you should refer to me as your master. That's better. Do you know why I'm looking for a new apprentice? A world-renowned blacksmith like me must be getting more help than she knows what to do with, right? Or at least have assistants that stick around, no? Uh-huh. Looks like that bastard tavern keep didn't tell you everything. All the other men that I've had in here just couldn't handle all the work I needed them to. Well, we work the forges all day, dealing with customers and all that. There'll be even more to do now that I have to teach you from the ground up. But It isn't just the forge work that I need you to do. Tending to the forges and handling clients takes its toll. And at the end of the day, I need some stress relief. And since you're going to be living with me, I expect this at the end of every day. Looks like you're beginning to understand. That's why I haven't been able to keep anybody longer than a week. All those other weak little boys couldn't handle me as well as all the forging. You think you'll be any different? You'll last longer than them, will you? Like I said, arrogance breeds poor workmanship. Don't think you're good at this just because you can satisfy a few alehouse whores. I'll train you to fuck me the way that I want you to. No, no. That won't do, Tallboy. That cockiness will have to get reined in. On your knees. Now. That's much better. How's it feel? Know that I'm the one looking down at you. Look at me. For someone so big, you look rather cute with your face in my grip. It'll be nice having something worth looking at besides those roaring flames. Come here. See that confidence leaving your face. You want me to teach you how to please me, don't you? That's yes, master. Good. Let me just get these off. Don't get up yet. What's the matter? Didn't expect a body like this. The leather does a good job of hiding my curves, but look at this. As big as this ass looks, it's a lot more toned than you think. Forging keeps my body strong. Look at your eyes widen. Good. I'm showing you all this for a reason, you know. That's right. I'm the one in charge here, your master. Now lie down. Yes. Right there on the floor. You want to work for me, don't you? Then get down and let me straddle your face. That's right. Start licking. Seems you have some idea of what to do. You like tasting this dwarf's pussy. You better. We're gonna be doing this every day. Keep going. Let me just grab your hair and grind up to your face. Oh, God, yes. Stick your tongue inside me. Start fucking me with it. Deeper. Oh, yes. Grab my ass. Shove your tongue in as deep as you can. Oh, good human. Oh, you are good at taking orders, aren't you? How about this? Oh, you like having me squeeze your head between my thighs? Oh, take it. Fuck yes. Oh. Okay, stop, slow down. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. No, you don't get to make me come with your tongue. You're not good enough for that yet. Get up. You're gonna fuck me on this workbench. Take your cock out. I can see it straining against your pants. Oh, you look like you're enjoying towering over me. But don't think that puts you in control. You're still gonna do exactly as I say. That's it. Spread my legs and just fuck me. Don't be gentle. God, it's been too long since I've had a nice human cock. Too fucking long. Oh, yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, so you weren't all talk earlier, were you? I bet those tavern whores didn't have bodies nearly as tight as this, though. If you work for me, you won't have time for those women. Did that strike a nerve? Why? Do you want to see those precious little whores? That's it. Fuck me harder. Pump that cock into me. Oh, not faster, harder. That's right. Oh, so you can learn. Oh, I'm gonna teach you to hammer steel, just like you're hammering this pussy. Oh, keep going. No. Oh, no, you're not gonna pull out. You are gonna give me all that thick human cum. You listen to me, remember? Not with my legs wrapped around you, you won't. Just grab my hips and fuck me until you come. Very good. You think you'll be able to handle this every single day? Good attitude, but don't let me down. I don't want you breaking on me like all the other apprentices. You're a good fuck, so I'd like to keep you around. Not now, though. It's late. You heard me. Grab your clothes and get out of my workshop. I need to close up. I'll see you tomorrow at sunrise. Don't be late, tall boy.